From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is saying to some victims of Hurricane Katrina, we want our money back. FEMA has been criticized for fraud and waste in its hurricane relief programs, but many people being asked to return their payments say they gave FEMA correct information and followed its rules, so they should be able to keep the money. Eve Troe has more from New Orleans.
Tracy Frederick was flown out of New Orleans several days after Hurricane Katrina hit. She landed in Austin, Texas, at the convention center there.
I was told by a FEMA representative in the convention center that FEMA would give us 18 months of rent. And based on that, I found an apartment that I could only afford with FEMA help.
Frederick says she got sporadic checks from FEMA, about six payments altogether. She had to send in copies of her rental agreement, proof of address, and other documents several times to get those checks. Then, this summer, she got a letter from FEMA telling her she owed more than $4,000 because it turns out she was not eligible for all the money. The letter said she had 30 days to pay in full or appeal.
I panicked, really. I thought that there had to be a mistake, that I could simply call FEMA and get it all straightened out. And that's not the case. Even though I've given FEMA documentation that proves that all of the money they've given to me has gone to rent, you know, no change, they're still expecting me to pay them back.
What's going on in Tracy's case is that she has a roommate.
Heather Godwin is an attorney with Texas Legal Aid in Austin.
They did live together before in Louisiana, and they both came here to Austin and were both instructed at the convention center to apply for benefits.
Godwin found out that despite that advice, at some point FEMA deemed Frederick's roommate to be the head of household for their address. That was an important distinction because even though roommates may be individuals for tax purposes, only one of them was supposed to get money from FEMA. Godwin says there's no clear reason why FEMA decided that Tracy owes the money instead of her roommate.
It's a quintessential definition of arbitrary when two people similarly situated, one of them gets benefits and one of them doesn't. And FEMA can't give you a good answer why these two are different.
A federal judge has ruled against FEMA for this type of fickle behavior, calling its process Kafkaesque. The court ordered the agency to reinstate housing assistance to thousands of people who had been cut off. Last week, FEMA announced plans to appeal the order. But the order doesn't address these repayment cases. Again, lawyer Heather Godwin.
It's one thing when you're denied rental assistance or benefits and you don't know why. But it's even worse when you're hit with a bill for $4,300 and you don't know why.
FEMA's Deputy Director of Recovery, David Garrett, says all the applicants were made aware of the agency's repayment policy.
That's a standard flag warning online and through our call center operations, that an individual, as part of the application process, may have to repay that money back if there's a subsequent determination that the money was provided to them in error.
FEMA has to try to recover the money under federal law. Garrett says it's also FEMA's policy to help disaster victims first and ask questions later.
Getting them assistance fast is more important than delaying getting them assistance to go through those checks and balances. And then later we're going to check as part of our normal process and see should they have received that. It's understandable that a lot of folks simply didn't pay enough attention to that.
Most people at this point do not have the money to pay back in full. I mean, they used it for the purpose for which it was given.
Rainey Thompson is a legal aid attorney in New Orleans. She says in most cases, it will cost more to try to collect the money from her clients than what they owe.
Highly unlikely that you're going to collect $20,000 from somebody who only gets $600 a month.
FEMA is trying to get back more than $175 million from Katrina-related claims in Orleans Parish alone. Many people being ordered to pay back FEMA say they feel doubly victimized. First, they got assistance too late, and now they have to pay it back. Deputy Director of Recovery David Garrett disagrees.
I would characterize them as being helped out. Essentially, what this amounts to is the federal government gave those ineligible individuals an immediate loan to deal with their issues at that particular time, something that they couldn't otherwise do on their own. And now we're asking them in a very deliberate way to repay that money.
More than 50,000 letters asking for repayment have already been mailed, and more than 100,000 may be on the way. There is a provision in the law that allows FEMA to compromise or suspend claims when it seems unlikely that it will collect the money. For NPR News, I'm Eve Troe in New Orleans.